Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yes, we're back, keeping the ball on the ground. Even better team than usual. We've got Andy Halliday substitute, Derek Ferguson. Derek, how you doing, mate?
Aye, right, good. I wasn't going to get into that.
Are you and Derek close?
No, I don't like each other.
He's a legend, Alan.
How we doing, lads? All right, good Christmas, New Year.
Worst ever. After we forward what it done to us.
Were you in a car accident? Loads of people saying they've seen you get fucked by a wee Ford. Did you watch him, Ferguson?
Aye. Well, he battered you, didn't he?
But mate, honestly,
did he get something against you?
Mate, no, I don't understand what it was, but it's been the biggest wake up call for me, mate, because I tell you right now, Fergie, and I mean this, usually I would crumble with this. Here I'm sitting again. You know what I mean? I'm back here waiting for him, and I'm telling you right now, I want round two of him.
Good, I like that.
Do you know what I mean, mate?
That's the difference in you now, that's in you.
I mean, remember back in the day, if I had a bad game or a bad.
You wouldn't have been here.
Nah, I'd have been away for weeks and weeks, and you see me now, look, ready for. I get told he was coming today.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Stop fucking lying.
But sat here, seriously, we should tell the public now. It was all scripted.
It was all scripted, that. It was all scripted. But you're saying that anyone comes for you on the show, you're going to have a go back at them. So if Fergie comes for you today, you're going to give him a bit back?
Depends.
Fergie, good New Year, mate. Good Christmas.
It was good. The five is me and the missus, the three kids together. And my mum and dad, my missus' mum and dad were up for Christmas, so it was good. Different, like. Normally New Year, go out for a few beers with the boys, but that's not possible.
Many bottles of red?
A few, aye.
Nice.
A few, but you've got to celebrate.
Of course you do,
I love
mate.
Christmas.
What'd you get?
Family time. What did I get? New golf bag. New power caddy.
Oof. What a present. My dad got me fucking cereal bars wrapped up.
I spoke to Big Muffin. He said you play golf with him.
Aye, I play.
You get
Dullitter.
You get a golf swing with a caddy?
I battered him up there.
What's your handicap?
Probably
first touch
10.
10, aye.
Get it on.
Handy, that's handy.
I've not played enough.
Aye.
Are you good?
A 6.
I'll still beat you.
Probably.
Wow, there's a wee test there.
Well, here doubles
is that,
match.
Is that your?
That's my local, aye. Right. I just stay at the back of the.
Well, they are home and away.
Aye, where's your local?
Hamilton. Brickham, it's called.
Aye.
It's nice.
Right, we'll do that.
Well,
we're on.
Kevin Kyle. I said at New Year, I want the video released.
What
the greatest moment in Open Goal history. I want it released. The mask.
Oh, the mask, I'll let you release it slowly.
Will you?
For the New Year.
For the New Year.
Will you actually?
Good sport, bring into the, they've got to start the New Year.
Do you know why,
a bit of carry on.
I need my confidence back
up.
No, that was fine. Paul, what we'll do is we'll get the producer to sort out. We'll put it out.
How was your Christmas, Kev? Good New Year.
Sorry.
What'd you get up to?
Christmas went down to... the mother-in-law's for the one day, down at the farm, and then back up the road, and then New Year, me, the wife and the four boys, I ended up staying up to about maybe 6-7 o'clock in the morning, just fucking tan and drink, left, right and something. That was quite good. YouTube on the telly, all sorts of tunes, tweeting shite, just the usual.
Jim Jeffries, like he's certainly tracking Jim Jeffries
was, Jim Jeffries was chapping at the door trying to get in, but he was barred.
Was he the turkey in the middle of the table? Imagine him just like that.
He was up in the bath.
With the wee pigs and blanket hanging at the back.
What did you get up to?
That's just working, mate.
Aye.
Working constantly on Christmas.
You're non-stop, aren't you?
No, not
he's
anymore.
Everywhere.
I'm taking a break. Yeah, I was going to say, what did you eat for Christmas dinner?
The usual.
Just turkey?
Aye.
Fair.
I go to a wee restaurant in Hamilton.
Oh, nice.
Me and the missus go to.
You want to give him a wee pug?
It saved her, didn't it? Because you know what it's like, man. It's you can't enjoy it. It's even you're cooking all the time.
No, too stressed.
Aye, so me and Connor went down and picked it up 3 o'clock. And then her mum and dad, and then we sat up and had a few drinks.
Brilliant. You went down the morning, the carrot was half eaten.
Half eaten, aye.
There was the other half hanging at your dad's.
My jeans. Awfully, my mine. Nah, honestly, my Christmas was shambolic.
So your dad wrapped up cereal bars?
How shambolic?
He did send me a picture.
Like, much like Christmas.
Half of my family are in the kitchen, half is in the living room. It's that wee. The house is that small, so we're all shouting into each other. It's a fucking shambles. So cereal bar, and mate, it then wrapped up like a box. So I'm like, I got him that. Can I say that? The Jockstein statue.
Yeah.
Hated that. It was like, it doesn't look like Jockstein. I spent £85 on it, right? It was like, it doesn't look like that. So he got me the cereal bars wrapped up, right? And the whole family, it was videoed. It's actually videos you get it. And they were all laughing at us, right? So I thought, like, he then wrapped a box up. Do you know what it was? £7 harmonica for Lido. Mate, see the wee thing you did that? Mate, how bad is that? My Christmas?
That's all right.
Think so? £7?
What did he say about Ford going for you? Was he going to stick up for his boy?
My dad went like this. Lucky he got you first. As if he was going to get me. Mate, they're all buzzing off him. Mate, my whole family annihilated me.
Are you going to get him back on?
We're going to get him back. We're going to put say him now to come back on. Just give him something now to entice him to come back on.
Genuinely, I'm going to tell him right now.
You're going to grab him by his curly mullet?
His little mullet and his little glasses. I'm going to grab him his little mullet and sweep him in the flare. And then give him a right spanking he deserves. I'll tell you right now, nobody speaks to me like that. And round two, it's coming very soon.
Brilliant.
The only thing is, when it comes, I need to start right for the half, I need to get him. And I've got an exact joke I'm going to use on him.
Go.
That'll get him.
That'll definitely get him.
So,
right, we'll organise it.
I can't see it because I need to wait for him. So, Ford, get back on for round two.
Who'd you like better, Jack or Victor?
Jack.
Jack's the best, isn't he?
Aye.
Nah, it'd be fit. Mate, I honestly, like, somebody said to me, which makes me even merry a loser, that he's getting slaughtered.
I mean, some people get feel sorry for you, huh?
Mate, please don't do that. If it's me, it's the loser. I should be getting slaughtered for no giving him a bit back. But I'm telling you, he caught me off guard. Generally, see when he was coming for me. Actually, my head felt melted. Like, I couldn't get his wee mullet and his glasses out of my head. Mate, honestly.
But you need to start. When he comes, you need to go straight away.
Yeah. I know. But
on the front foot.
But I can't go as in what I was going to say. Like, I was just going to hammer
just
him.
Just go for it. Just go for it.
But do you not think that he could, because he's a comedian, he could hammer him back even more?
No, I think he's got it now. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago, no chance.
Yeah. No, it's mental that.
Do you see a different guy now when you walk in and see him?
There's still room for improvement, but you get
him. Do you know, that's a big regret. Me and Felly didn't work together well.
Yeah.
If I had the heed now, imagine me, the way you've seen me now, if I was like a few years back. Do you know what I mean? What you had to deal with was nothing short of abysmal.
Aye, it stood him in good stead for his managerial career, so didn't he, having to train by lunatic?
The bad thing is, he never came and spoke to me. My door's always open, mate.
There you go. You can still speak always to him now, any time of the day, any time at night. Just give him
any
a phone.
Any of my players always say that. The door's always open, mate. If I can't help you, I'll pass you on to somebody who can.
Brilliant, that. Kev, do you not feel sorry not sticking up for your mate? I feel
no,
a bit bad.
I think so.
That's it, sorry, Kev. Please don't ever say somebody's giving me it. See, somebody's giving me and hammering me. Use join owning game. Because it's not worse when your mates start. Leave my lane. You know what I mean? You're like a loser.
I don't get it wrong, Si. I was sitting there thinking the 2 years that he's put me through, I was sitting there fucking buzzing. I kept tapping me forward under the table saying, go on, give him a wee bit more. Look at your fucking dildo. I was going out in the back.
He actually told him that you went to the toilet with the dildo. I
keep going down. Mate, see, if it could happen to one guy, it deserved to happen to me. And I've been giving it to people for so many years. And listen, but that my motto in life has always been slaughter people when they're not there, when they come on, suck up their arse. It's always worked. That's kept me an end now. That's kept me an end. So I'm going to need to stick up for myself, Simon.
Brilliant. Right, before we start, Kev, take the Yorkshire pins at your cheeks. Right, here we go. Rangers v Celtic. Barry Ferguson, was it the game you expected it to be?
No.
You expected Rangers to dominate?
I did. I'll be honest with you, I says that on the radio. Yeah. I expected the way Rangers were playing to go and dominate again, but you've got to give Celtic credit. I wasn't surprised because they've still got good players, Celtic. I've always believed they were going to come back for that rut they were in. But I thought they started the game brilliant. They were the better team up until the sending off. And he made some big calls to play Sorrow, Turnbull. I know they've been playing well.
Yeah.
But obviously you know what happened in the cup final, brought Scott Brown back. But I thought Sorrow, every time I see him.
Good, isn't he?
I'm impressed with him. Exactly. I don't know. He did come in Was it a January transfer window?
Was it Rodgers that brought him Ross Sorrell in?
No, it was a year ago he came in.
Was that right?
Aye, I think so.
That's bad, he knows more about it.
I thought
it
was, damn right. You know what it's like when a new signing comes in for a different country, it takes a bit of time to settle, but where has he been since the start of the season?
Yeah.
Because I have an impression of him, but no, Celtic was, I think it took Rangers by surprise, the way they started.
It was brave feeling, wasn't it, going with that dimed, especially with Rangers, two dangerous threats to fullbacks.
I genuinely think that sometimes at Ferguson they're surprising that he played Sorrow and Tumble, because obviously sometimes you rely on a bit more experience, but you've got to be playing players who've been in form. And I thought like it was a great call, and it was a great opportunity for the two, Sorrow and Tumble, to highlight themselves in a bigger game. And I think I've said it a few times that Celtic need to raise the intensity against teams like Rangers and other teams, and I think that's what they did on the Saturday. I think the levels they showed when they were attacking, they were far more quicker, and when Rangers had the ball, they were hungry to get it back. So they never allowed Rangers to settle, and Rangers, I don't think, found themselves in that position too many times this season.
That's the first time this season.
Aye, a team's been so intense with pressing and determined to get the ball back, they were like, oh, wait a minute here, because they've been the team doing that to everybody else, and Celtic's done that to them. And like I say, for the period of time up until Beaton gets sent off, Celtic were the dominant force. First, we could go into their chances and stuff, but the final ball was just wasn't there, si. Right. It could have been so much better. Looking for
Frimpong and
Frimpong, Laxalt.
Frimbong, as John Hughes calls him here. Do you hear that?
Calls him that.
Be Frimbong.
Listen, you've got to give Celtic credit. They knew they had to come and win the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, oh, they'll come and sit back and frustrate. But they came and had a go at them, and I think that's what. I don't think Rangers expected that.
See, on Rangers, I don't know if this is a ridiculous point, right? Do you think Rangers didn't know how to approach the game because.
Whether a win or take a draw.
Go for the win, or because they've got such a lead?
Slane, you've got to go in for the win. You've got to.
Do you think. But Rangers,
I think they did, but I just think Celtic were better on the day. But this is the difference with this Rangers team.
Yeah.
They get in at half time, nothing each, which was the biggest thing in the game, most important. Because Celtic were that much on top.
Yeah.
I think this time last year, they'd have struggled, they would have caved in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a different mindset about that.
But not many teams have went and pressed them with that high for the start as well.
They've been used to pressing.
Yeah.
They've been used to like two banks of five.
Yeah, taking up to the halfway line and playing for there.
Yep.
The problem also was like with Rangers was their right ball was Morelos. Roof wasn't even in the game, so that's why he got sent off. Taken off. It wasn't his fault. But Morelos was left up top, and any opportunity that Rangers did get the ball, he wasn't protecting it very well. So it was just coming straight back all the time. And I think had he been that guy to maybe just get the ball under control, allow Rangers to settle down, get and keep the ball, it might have been a wee bit different, but it just kept coming back. But again, when you are on top and playing at that intensity that Celtic were, it does become difficult.
And I think, see, with the two midfielders, been at Arfield and Jack,
yeah.
I don't think like Kamara and Davis would maybe have played in the Wednesday night. He'd have freshened it up a wee bit. So he's not been able to do that. They two are big misses.
See, with Kamara,
he likes to shuffle the midfield.
With Kamara and Jack, you know what they are going to do in a game. But see, with Arfield, he, for me, runs all the place. And sometimes you don't know who's picking him up. Yeah. He runs into spaces.
That's what they needed the first half. Somebody
he
from
takes
midfield to make
people
it
away him. That allow space for others to get in. Yeah. Whereas with Kamara and Davis, it was so obvious what they were doing. They weren't going to go.
You would have rested Devo on Wednesday night
and
kept him fresh for Saturday.
Yes.
Remember Devo's come up in 36, similar to Scott Brown. You've got to pick and choose your games, so he's not got the the guys, the bodies in the midfield with the two injuries. So Devo's having to play every single game, which is no ideal.
Did you have the scarf? The TV was broke, so you saw a scarf over the laptop?
In the laptop. The family were going absolutely mad. I've never seen a family to be fair after the game of totally sickened. But as I sat the family down last night, I sat them all down, I said to them, it ain't over. Because what I've seen for Celtic was an unbelievable performance. It really, really was. The pressing game was absolutely incredible. Rangers didn't know how to deal with it. But the problem is, Simon, is the damage it's done before. You should never be getting into the 2nd of January in a must-win game. That is not acceptable. It really isn't it. And I go back to the summer. The goalkeeping situation is nothing short of a disgrace. To allow Craig Gordon to go. David Marshall's there to go. He's ready to be signed. He told me he wanted to come back to Celtic.
Did he?
Yeah.
Via what? Phone call, text,
Zoom
email?
Zoom call. Aye. Seriously, he wanted to come back.
Did he have his gloves on the Zoom call?
Gloves on, aye. Vast in there as well.
Old
Celtic strip, he said to Slaney, make it happen because he knows I'm well in at the club. He wanted to come back. You cannot spend £5 million in this season on an unknown goalkeeper, what you're going to get. It might have been brilliant, who knows, but you can't have that risk. Shane Duffy, everybody seems going to be a good signing, but you can't come to Scotland, right? No, played for a year, expecting to be up to the pace. You only take 5 to 6 games, and in the games he played, he was absolute miles off it, and he lost his confidence, and the man is totally a scatterbrain now.
Should Barkas save the goal?
Yes, 100%.
You think, Fergie?
I've not seen him make a save.
Yeah,
no, I know. Like a proper, like, maybe been under save, pressure for 10-15 minutes in a game and say, right, do you know what, there he's made 2 or 3 saves. I'm still actually to see that happen. Now, it's one of the ones he maybe thinks Callum McGregor's heading him away.
I know, but as a goal, you've got to think of the post, but I don't get it. Why do you do that? I always have one player on the post. Kev, what about you? Should he save it?
I just think most goalkeepers, they anticipate things quite a lot. He's anticipating things too early, so his feet's already away.
And the front post?
He's anticipating it too early, that doesn't allow him to take that fight, that other step that might have got him. When you see it slowed right down, I know it's unfortunate, the fact that, has it come off Big Joe Aribo's, he got a tiny flick on it, and then it's come off Callum McGregor's arm, which is taking it. But for me, it's not as if it's like rocketed into the far corner. It's just looped over. You would think a goalkeeper, fast feet, on your toes, one step, he might have. It's just a take, but it's...
Again, set it's pieces margins. Celtic's a killing
team. Yeah.
The struggle at set pieces.
But also, Fergie, the sending off, that's been happening all year and they've not learned from it.
It's a sending off. Beaton's caught on the wrong side.
Yeah.
It's a sending off. Ayer's 20 yards away. I don't care what anybody says. It's a clear red card.
Paul?
My first instinct.
It's a clear red card.
My first thoughts when
it
first happened.
Be the new you.
My first thoughts, straight red card.
You think it's a red card?
Sorry, Kevin. My first instinct was no. I thought it was very wide. It almost felt it was a wee bit. When you watch it back, you can see why it's been given. Do you know what I mean? He is away, but I don't think
Ayer's covering him.
But can I just say something as well, Fergie? The ball's at right back, right? Why is Ayer so far away from Beaton?
I don't know.
And that's what's been happening all year. Why have they not learned for this?
See if Ayer's 10. Well, you play centre half sometimes. Yeah. Ayer's got to be another 10 yards further across. I think if Ayer's then 10 yards further across, he covers and it's a yellow card.
See, when there's no pressure on the ball,
sees that.
Yeah. Aye. Laxalt should drop, there's no pressure on the ball. Beaton should be 5 yards further over and Ayer should be 10
see,
yards further over.
I'm going to ask a question, right, and it's just an opinion at a time. See your top goalkeepers like Ederson, Alisson, Neuer.
Aye.
Leighton.
Lynn.
See when Tavernier's played that ball up the touchline, do you not think the goalkeeper's got to be a wee bit further forward?
Yeah.
Anticipating.
Definitely. If you're going to press high, your goalie needs to be on the edge of the box.
See, when you freeze it, right, and you see them all in action, he's still standing on his 6 yard box. For me, that's too. Like, if he stands, say, penalty spot stroke 18 yard box,
he
potentially could make the 5 or 6 steps stride wise and clear that ball apart and take that away from Beaton. Beaton, can he do anything else other than maybe either decide, bring him down, which he did, or let him go and have the others? Because he's looking that way, and he doesn't know where Ayer is.
No.
So he's getting the option, but...
I don't think he's anticipating it.
No.
If a goalkeeper, I like a goalkeeper who's on his toes all the time. You know what I mean? It doesn't even need to be the 18-yard line. It can be in between the penalty spot and the 18-yard line. Just so he's there, make a decision. And but it is a sending off. He's caught wrong side. Ayer's too far away from him.
Kev, sending off?
Aye, 100%.
Yeah.
You can't argue because I slowed it down quite a lot and tried to figure out where the ball would have been where Morelos got it, and see where I thought he would have got it was just inside the 18-yard box. And see when you go for where Ayer is, Morelos takes the touch to the right, he's shooting across the keeper. If Morelos takes the touch in and it would have to be a really bad touch, Ayer still no getting there. And I just think it's one of them that he's made a decision and it's ultimately, I wouldn't say it cost Celtic at a time, because had they saw the game out and got a draw, you would have said, right, okay, we're 7-8 points, whatever, it's still in my chance. But they've ended up conceding quite
drink
Bobby Madden's.
I was shocked he took Griffiths off.
You need an outlet, don't you?
I think Lenny might look back at it and think, should I have done that? I thought they two again looked a danger all game. I mean, when you see they two coming in the team sheet, at 11:30, right away you're thinking, because you've seen the previous two or three games, starting to link up, we've got good, they know each other's game, they're a danger, they two. Mm-hmm. I think they look good.
Even went 3-4-2 or something, and then kept the two of them up.
4-4-1, I would have been
on the left. Right,
on the
tab back. He's starting to look a lot sharper, Lee Griffiths. And that must be a frustration for Lenny. He must be thinking, I needed you at the start, you know what I mean?
You think Bobby Madden's swimming cap was on too tight?
Far too tight.
The thing with Griffiths is he gives you the unknown. He gives you that opportunity.
He's a danger.
Danger. If you keep him on and say Celtic managed to get a free kick with 5-10 minutes to go for 20 yards out, you're fancying Lee Griffiths to maybe pop up with something, but...
Especially the fact you end up putting Duffy up front, you may as well... You'd rather just have Griffiths up front.
On the pitch. I think Edward looks a different player.
Oh, yeah.
He looks if he's hungrier, he's right
but
up.
But also takes the attention away from Edward. Yes. See when Edward plays, defence knows we just need to stop Edward. When Griffiths is there,
he can float a bit and give it to Waxton.
But Balogun and Golson knew they were in a game straight away.
Balogun's a tackle and unbelievable.
He's been brilliant, Balogun.
That's why he's played, see his recovery. Pacey. He's 32.
Yes, he's decent.
He's been what a find he's been.
You think that's where Rangers have got it better in Celtic recruitment?
Well, they've done it early in the summer, Simon.
I know how hard it is to try and get players in, right? But you need to try and get them in the first day of pre-season. You need to get them in to know, get to know the environment they're in, get them to know their teammates, get them to know the standards, the expectations of the club. That's where Steven Gerrard is spot on.
Yeah, spot Balogun on.
Roof, Hadji.
But the league finished early last season. It was an opportunity for Celtic and Rangers to get players. Gerrard knew exactly what he needed in our centre-half, who was quick. Because Hylander lacked pace.
Yes.
And that's what you notice. Because if that was Hylander the other day, with that shot with Edward, does he get a cross? The answer is no. Good defender, no quick enough. And Celtic had to recruit quicker.
But do you know, Rangers have signed players to suit the system that they play. Aye. Celtic have just signed good players.
Yeah.
But
you just think for the numbers.
For the numbers, Fergie, just because they're good players. You think Celtic finished the season 3-5-2 last year, right? Going into this summer, they should say, we're going to sign players that can play in a 3-5-2. The first signing was El Yunusi. Where does he play in a 3-5-2? It's not been thought of, but Rangers... Why it's so seamless when Rangers leave 2 or 3 out. They didn't need to change the formation because they've bought players that fit that system.
No. I know El Yunusi scored a few goals or something, right? But to be honest with him, he doesn't get me excited when he's coming, El Yunusi, when he's starting off the bench. I don't think, he's going to come on and make a difference. Whereas see with Rangers, when they bring on somebody, they're coming on to do that exact same job, the person that's coming off, it's just done. They're all vying for that place. They all want to be a part of what's maybe going to happen. And for me, they're playing like a squad, whereas with Celtic sometimes I think there's too many individuals and they don't get what... Like, you bring on El Yunusi, a guy that scored maybe double-figure goals this season, but you're not excited by it. You don't think, he might get us a wee bit of guile. Like, he came on, he dribbled, he tried to pass the ball in the midfield and Rangers took the ball from up the park and they've got another attack. That shouldn't be happening. I just think that Celtic Rangers bench is as strong as the actual 11.
It is.
Whereas Celtic's is like you're hoping that somebody might come on and do something. That shouldn't be the case.
I think with certainly the last few weeks with this formation with the diamond, it seems if they were actually very well coached on Saturday. Yeah. They were pressing. They all knew where to go, and it was actually really good to watch. But that had to have happened much earlier.
But the one thing you look for, if you're going to sign a player in Scotland, you must be able to run. The pace of the game's too quick for him. El Yunusi's the same, and Duffy's the same. Your three big signings that you've signed for the English Premier, on paper, they look like good signings, but it's the same with Barton and Krajicek. On paper, for Rangers, look like a good signing, but if you can't run, you'll struggle up here.
This guy, seriously, well done.
Big Duffy, no got to like singly point him out, but he's miles off it. No even close. Like the tackle he did on
Kent.
Kent,
as you call him.
Kent. Like, he's nowhere near it. I know Kent's faster, but he's nowhere near it. You know what I mean? And I just think that, come on. You've not been playing.
I just think with Duff, if you look back, I don't know if you've watched Brighton play totally different from the Celtic play. Celtic have 60, 70, 80% possession of the ball half the time. So they play a high line.
Yeah.
That doesn't suit them.
No.
It doesn't suit them. It's all right in a back three.
Yeah.
But in a back two, he doesn't like it. I mean, you ask any centre back, they don't like turning their back and running back to goal. But I just think a lot of players say, ah, right, I'll go up and sign myself to a Rangers, it's going to be a canter. It's not a canter. No.
See, I think that's the same with Beaton as well, Fergie. Tony, when he plays there, I think he's all right when you've got the ball, but when
that's
that ball
right,
is the half failing yet.
See, if somebody's coming, you've got the line share of possession, that's fine at home. See, you go to Fir Park, Easter Road, Tannadice, Pittodrie.
No.
It's a different ballgame.
Yeah, right, Fergie, talk to us. Save the season, Alan McGregor. Oh. What a fuck? How can you? What age is he? 39?
Best save of all time.
My old man could struggle getting off the couch at 39. I remember him fucking.
Aye,
this guy jumping about like that.
Amazing.
Best save of all time.
Best save of all time.
Mate, it's right. I'm telling you, nine out of 10 goalkeepers don't even die for that. They let it go in. It's not, don't mean let it go in. It's impossible to save that. Like, that was honestly one of the moments where you're like, it just totally drained you. You're like, oh, that was a goal.
What was getting drained there? The boys.
You get drained.
Right? Lee Griffiths after the game. As soon as it left his foot, he thought it was in, but he's a world class goalkeeper. That's what Lee Griffiths said after the game.
Is he the best you've played there?
Alan McGregor, by country mile.
Is he?
He's getting better as well.
Wait, better? Who else have you played at Rangers? Kloss? No.
He came in.
Did you play Kloss?
Aye.
Better than Kloss?
Yes.
Is he?
Yep. Wow. Thought Kloss was on the winner.
Yep.
And what is he better than Kloss at?
All round.
Is he right?
All round.
What age did Kloss retire at? Is he injuries?
Remember Slaney. I'm not too sure. Maybe 35, 36.
I just can't believe.
I can't believe he's the best.
See the, what was it? Was it the Edward? I know it got called offside. The second one. Did you see the second one? His reaction to it.
Frightening, isn't it?
He won Rangers again.
Yeah.
And that, see, when you've got a top goalkeeper, that's a problem at Celtic. I've got when you've got a top goalkeeper. They earned you 15 points a season.
And
he earned Rangers 3 points.
Yeah.
It was that performance, but he saves.
It's not a surprise because he's been doing it for season after season. Like, even when he went down to England eventually, was it Hull? Like, they raved about him there, how good he was. And obviously it was great that Rangers got him back, but
a free transfer, Kev.
Unbelievable.
Celtic had the same chance with Marsh as well, didn't they, in the summer?
Free transfer.
Experience, you see, goalkeepers, right? They always
especially
say they get better, they get
experience.
Older. The older they get, the better they get. But that save was down to experience because he's looking before that ball even gets to Lee Griffiths. He's thinking, right, okay, he's going to open his body up here. He's going to come out of this top corner. Lee Griffiths has done everything, maybe apart from putting it bang on the money where Griggsy wouldn't have got it. But McGregor's already looking, thinking, right, get ready for this, it's coming. Backass, he wouldn't have fucking moved. It would just have hit the back of the net and that would have been like, all right, okay, but...
What about McGregor saying it as a goal kick as well?
Ah, brilliant. brilliant.
Most goalies would be like, ah, on that, why, he's clean as a corner.
Never touched it.
But see, that's the difference, because you look at last year in the cup final, Celtic won, Rangers battered them, Foster. It's the big difference. You need a top goalkeeper, and unfortunately Celtic haven't got
it. And it was role reversed, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, Rangers obviously dominated Celtic in that cup final. Celtic dominated that game on Saturday.
Right, Flaney is a guy who was a master at the final ball. Disappointed with Frimbongs and Laxalts. That was just what was missing, wasn't it?
That was my... I was so frustrated with it. I kept shouting about the hoose. The final ball, and then
what was the one in the last minute or two? Was it El Yunusi that tried to play it through?
Yep.
I can't remember. Was it?
Oh, fuck. Aye.
It was El Yunusi.
Overhit the pass?
Aye.
Oh, my God.
That was an opportunity.
Wow, yeah. Massive. But with the delivery, that's what I said. So I kept screaming at the telly, then I turned around and froze for a second, thought, I couldn't date in training. So why am I shouting at these guys? But sorry, definitely Frimpong, honestly, he's in my heart forever. Him and I they were absolutely exceptional, but the final ball is so important. Just hang it up, let the strikers, you've seen Griffiths, they're waiting for these chances. But I thought young Frimpong was unbelievable in the game, so I'm not going to be too critical.
What would you say, take a bag of boys out and
get Danny McGrain to take you out with a bag of boys after training, going across the ball for half an hour with him? You enjoy that?
Good advice.
The hardest thing is with fullbacks and wingers is getting behind other fullbacks to give yourself that opportunity to either clip across in, pull it back, or fire one across the face of the goal. It's difficult to get in the positions to do that, first and foremost, but Celtic did it quite easily on Saturday. But the final ball, you were just waiting for Frimpong to say...
two positions in that first half, two unbelievable
just
positions.
Just whip the ball in.
Yeah.
And his delivery, wasn't he?
He's still young, isn't he?
He's 100%.
Going forward, he's... Aye. Robertson and Trent, I mean, that's how you should watch you too. That's how you date in Tierney. My God, what about that boy?
Proud of him?
Oh, he's just unbelievable.
He's doing great, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing.
He's doing great. McGregor's a teammate as well. Good guy.
Aye, crazy.
Is he?
Aye.
Whatever he did, crazy.
What a trainer, but aye, crazy. Like during training, he'd be screaming and shouting and wanting to fight with people.
Would he ever want to fight you?
Aye, if somebody wasn't doing it in a five a side or six a side, like games at the end,
yeah,
he was desperate to win. I loved that. Mm-hmm. And that was in him for a 15-year-old boy.
What, you do you remember seeing him at 15? And
he came in and played was in a Glasgow Cup game.
What was that, reserves, Fergie?
Aye, but at that time, aye, it was like under 18s, but right, he was 15. We played at Pollock, and this young skinny 15-year-old came in and played, and he was frightening that day. And I thought to myself, this guy's got a major chance. And he struggled to get in because of Klaus and Niemi, remember him?
Yeah, yeah, Niemi.
Niemi. There was another few goalkeepers. And do you know what? He went out and loaned to Dunfermline and St Johnson done it the hard way.
Yeah, I like that.
Learned his trade, go to his experience. And he came back and he played, but frightening goalkeeper. But mate, most of all, he's just you see him on the pitch, sometimes he overreacts. You know, when somebody comes in and maybe gives him a wee, and he's moaning and all that, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
He's just desperate to win.
Do you still speak to him?
Aye, he's keeping contact.
Do you?
Aye.
Text him after the game?
Oh, aye.
Kev, do you play against him?
I played with him in the Scotland 21s, and the biggest surprise for me was he didn't actually play.
Really?
Derek Souter.
Aye.
We did.
Who was the manager, mate? He needs to get his badges taken off. Who was it?
Malpas, writing a ball off. There was
SFA need to get in touch with him.
But Greensey never played.
That'd be big. Derek Souter was playing the first team at that
time. That's probably what would the reason would be. Greensey played all the card schools and that. He was a right good guy.
He's a proper teammate.
Ah, took a right few quid off of me.
Is he right?
Aye. Proper guy.
Liked a wee bevy and a wee carry on the rest of us, but like Fergie says, when you trained, he was fucking aggressive, like he hated losing.
He knows how to switch. You know what I mean? Yeah. He can switch for being one of the boys to, when he goes on that training and he's an animal.
Did you ever get soapy with him?
Big soapy.
Fucking soapy.
Big soapy, eh?
Soapy must have had about a good 14, 15, 16 under 21 appearances, and I think Greens have got hard on
it. Just shows you, for anyone that's...
I know.
I don't even know that.
It's probably stood Griggsy in good stead going forward.
I wonder what wee Ford's done. Jinky's thinking about you.
I can't get.
Jinky's thinking I've done that wee bastard.
See the way he swaggered out after it, but people didn't see.
Is that annoying you because everybody was talking about it?
No, I couldn't honestly care less what people say, right? But I was so annoyed with myself that I never seen it in back. But I see that way after an argument.
I should have said that.
He's hurting inside, Fergie, for the first time in a long time.
Because I had a few things that came up in my head.
What was the worst thing he says to you?
It was not really personal, but it was just annihilation from start to finish. Like,
What was the worst thing he'd...
That one he said, "Do you want me to peel my piss out and put it through that hole and you can hold it for me?" Hold your dick.
No, did you see the scene? Slaney wanted to do a scene with him and he's just...
Said I wore my sister's pants and all that. And the worst time that is, I froze because I did wear them.
Fergie, the red card. Have you been sent off in a Celtic Rangers game?
Aye, had the skin here, remember?
Aye.
Legend.
Do you know what I always wanted to ask you? How come when you played, like, you didn't care about how you looked and now you're like handsome?
What do you mean I didn't care?
Like, why, a hard man, minute? Skin,
you're always like clean shaven and like,
you got older, you start looking after yourself because you're getting older.
Yeah, but see, when you went in, did you want to look like mental?
No, I was just back in the day, it was, you know what it's like.
So what was the red card?
Celtic beat us 6-2 at Celtic Park. Scalped us 6-2.
Right. Is that the one last time chipped the keeper?
Aye.
That was my
did you get sent off in
thing.
That game, did you?
Aye, I got sent off for, one was a late tackle, it was like a yellow card and then I fell on the ball, was going towards the box, and I fell on the ball and the referees sent me off for a second booting.
Who was it?
I think it was Stuart Dougal.
That was.
Was it?
Aye.
Stuart Dougal.
Right.
Did you beat Celtic 5-1 that season or not?
Aye, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See some of the results.
It's mental, isn't
it? See the teams in the late 90s and early 2000s, we would go and win 5-1, then a Foley and Old Firm game, 6-2, and then it would be 3-0 to us and then vice versa.
Why do you think that was? Just because the players were so good?
I was mental because I don't know if I've told you before, we would be getting in top form, clear favourites. Celtic maybe dropped or lost a couple of games or drew a couple of games and they would go and batter us, and then it would be vice versa. Celtic would be the form team and then we would go and batter them.
But just the quality shows you that form goes out the window for all
big time.
It's a one off game 4 times a season.
But you see the players back then for both of the teams.
Yeah,
I mean there was 4 or 5 guys that could win a game of football
on their own. Yeah. Right, the red card. Did you think it was done once the red card happened?
Yeah, it was horrible. You got that sort of horrible feeling, but I think with Lenny's subs, he maybe panicked a wee bit.
Did you see the time when he made the sub, did you think?
Aye, because I just thought you've took the attacking threat completely away. So yeah, you're almost new playing for the draw, which you can understand, but I just felt, I didn't like that. But it's not really, I can't really criticise them because you got it bang on. They were brilliant. But I don't know, I just think 4-4-1, Griffiths up. The only, I kept saying play Edward to the left, because you remember Brendan Rodgers done it, and Dembele was on, and Edward came on, so they left the two of them there, and I think Edward scored, and Dembele set him up, played him in, and so I liked that, but...
You've got a great memory.
It's only been Celtic games, Simon, and I just think taking Griffiths off was probably a mistake, and I think the players, and then Christie came off, Turnbull came off, as well, I think.
The Bull.
I had a brilliant effort already to come in if you like one. David Attenborough and all that script. David Attenborough came to Glasgow, done a hang on the Raging Bull. You know, understand? It was amazing. Uh-huh. Went on for
Why
ages.
Why didn't you just do it anyway?
Couldn't you? Because it wouldn't work. I mean, it said David Attenborough flew out to Ibrox. Do you know what I mean? Done his last documentary on this bull.
You might regret that, Lenny, I think.
You think so? So, see, at the time, were you happy with the subs as a Rangers
manager? When I seen Lee Griffiths come off, I was like, great, but then you can understand he's thinking, yeah, saying, right, do you know what, I'm going to close it up a wee bit and try and get the point. But there was still, if you keep Griffiths on, you've still got a chance of scoring. He only needs half a chance, doesn't he? Half a yard.
Kev, you the same?
I just think, Si, in the situation that Celtic found themselves in on Saturday, saying like a must-win game, I don't know if it was a must-win game, but you've lost a man. Is the point going to be much bit? Is the point going to do anything to change how the season might pan out? I think they could have.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Went a wee bit negative, but still have a bit of positivity up front in terms of maybe I went to a back three.
But have you got the players to go to a back three?
Just no matter where you've got the players, you've got to just get them grouped together and say, look, this is what's going to happen. We're going to try and maybe catch something here on the break.
Yeah.
It's just like Lenny's made his choice, right, and it's no worked out. Had it worked out for him, he'd say, fucking genius.
And there's an own goal as well.
It's an own goal. After that, there was no shots on target from any team. So for me, Fergie says you've got to keep Griffiths on because he has that threat. But for me, Griffiths, I think, was tiring. I think he looked tired. But yeah, again, Elly Nussey for me doesn't inspire me. So for me, Scott Brown, you're bringing him on today. What showed up things? I don't think he was capable of doing that at that point in the game. I would like to have seen a bit more of a positive approach and just go for it.
It's just when he put Duffy up top 5 minutes to go, and I'm thinking, you made a good point, maybe he was tiring a wee bit, but he's still a danger.
Oh, aye, he's still a danger.
I mean, if the ball drops to Shane Duffy or
Lee Griffiths,
yeah, I think I'm going to fancy Lee Griffiths to hit the target.
Big question, Kev, was that the win that sealed the title for Rangers?
No, it certainly gives him massive breathing space at the top of the table. Rangers, and then what I really like about this Rangers, the manager now, is he's not getting carried away with it. It's still the same attitude after each game. it's another 3 points and we just keep looking forward to the next game, because you kind of get carried away, because the minute you get carried away, things start to fall apart. But for me, what it shows is that other teams, if you press Rangers and put, you can make it difficult for them, because Celtic showed that, and teams that have pressed, and I don't think many teams have actually done that to them.
Maybe Hibs second half.
But it just gives an option to other teams that are maybe looking for points, that if you're playing against Rangers, you might not need to just sit back and be defensively. Why don't you get at them and see what happens? But 10 points is a big ask. I think it's only happened maybe, I don't know how many times in the past comebacks have come on, but for me, it's all right saying ifs, whats and maybes. If Rangers drop points, or if they lose the next two of the Old Firms, it's 4 points. If Celtic win their games in hand, do Celtic look confident enough to be winning their games while Rangers are dropping points? I don't know. I'm not convinced that if Rangers were to drop points, Celtic also wouldn't drop points.
Fergie?
They're in the driving seat.
Yeah.
But mathematically, until it's impossible for Celtic to catch them, Celtic have still got a chance.
Maybe if Rangers get through January unbeaten, yeah, or winning their games, because it's a big month, isn't it?
Hibs Aberdeen away, Hibs away, Motherwell away. So tough fixtures, and if they come through that, then you've got to be confident that they can go on and do it.
Yeah.
90, I think Celtic will win their three games in hand. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
10 points, it's not massive, but I would rather be 10 points in front than 10 points.
You came back for 10 points, haven't you?
Aye. But it's happened a few times.
Yeah. Stratton's team, I think, done it as well, didn't it?
Aye.
Were you in the Rangers team when Stratton came back?
Aye, I think I was, aye.
What season was
that? All
it takes is one dodgy performance and dodgy result.
And then doubt sitting.
Aye. And that's why the manager.
Did you watch your darts last night?
No, I didn't.
Gary Anderson.
Gary, the boy. He was clear through it, and he was just
about 15 attempts
to finish it, because you could just tell doubt started coming into his head. It's a total.
But Rangers are, they need to keep level headed, their feet in the ground, because see the first, second you start getting carried away and think, oh, this is yours, you slap my face.
Did you ever think like that, and then it came back to
you? No, you can't allow it. I'd expect to experience ones in the dressing room. You don't allow anything like that to fester.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the manager, you hear him talk after the game. You hear Griggsy and Balogun speak after the game. No, it's only 3 points at the end of the day. Aye, it's great you beat your biggest rivals, but they need to focus. But it's there for them.
Mm. Even after the game,
rally cry for Celtic.
Just before that, Simon, even as soon as the final whistle went, Rangers players just went off the pitch. There's no celebrations or anything.
Yeah.
They're really, really focused this season. Nothing's coming at them. Don't hear it.
Humble.
Very humble, the way we Jack humbled me, Simon. You know what I mean? I'm very humble now. You see, I don't slag MD, and I won't ever slag MD again. But on Celtic, they will be crowned the champions this season. They will, Simon. I believe so. I've seen the image in my head. I've seen it, and I think they will. It's 3 games in hand, takes down to 10 points.
Yeah.
Still 2 firms down to 4 points. You just never know. But if the Rangers do go on to win it, I honestly believe in it. I don't know if you would count much in the COVID season. See anybody that wins it, many fans. I don't know if I would count much. Even that with the darts last night, Sian.
What about last season's title? Do you count that one?
Maybe I'd that.
Do you feel like it's a tough January, right? For me, if I was a Rangers player, my focus and thinking would be, it is a tough January. People might expect us to drop points, but see if we can win this 3 games. You're looking very, very close.
Yeah. See the difference in Rangers? 3 times... They've had an off game, bad result. Hibs away, drew. Livingston away, they drew. St Mirren put them at the League Cup quarter final. See, since the quarter final, they've responded 5 games, 5 wins, and they've not played
well
at the levels. But that's a sign.
Yeah.
As much as I've said Celtic stuff, if not recruited right, Stoney Rangers, the position they're in, they've went, is it unbeaten? In the league,
they've
conceded, is it 4 or 5 goals in the league? They've won the 2 Old Firm games, so it's. It's them that's put them there, and in all honesty, it's going to be very hard now, Simon. They've not dropped many points anywhere on them. They're not even conceding goals.
No.
You know what I mean? And
if they do get through, they've got a guy in goals who very hard to beat.
So no, listen, it's Rangers have been exceptional this season. To see, like, listen, that's the way sometimes it goes.
You alright?
Listen, I'm fine.
Right, Celtic are off to Dubai. It's a bad timing.
Aye, that is.
I find it strange with the game next Monday.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Why do you think the just because it worked so well for them last year?
Maybe. But in this season, it shouldn't be happening. No way should they be going to Dubai? I said to my dad, and he didn't know, and he said the bastard should be ran to Sol coach. And I liked that. He said he would pick them up. So neighbour Delia told me after the game, I said, they're actually going to Dubai now. They went, but they're what? He said I would pick them every man and drive them down to Solcoach and get the bastards to run about down to Solcoach. So
I know, but can I like understand the bad time of the pandemic as well, but they've also had a busy schedule. They've been under a lot of pressure this year.
But maybe he's thinking superstitious what happened last year.
Get them away from it, because they're getting a lot of abuse just now. Get them away from it. Away to Dubai for a week.
I don't think they get a lot of abuse after that game.
No, but I'm just mean over the past couple of months, Fergie. Do you know what I mean?
It's if they won the game,
you've experienced it's tough.
I don't like it.
No, if they'd have won the game Saturday, would anybody bat an eyelid about it?
No.
No.
Exactly. No, I think they would. They're, what is it, 19 points behind the league and they've put a game back. So now they're going to go 20 fucking 2 points.
That I don't get, but at the same time.
No, you said that. It's not me.
When do they come back for Dubai? Because the game's next Monday, isn't it? A week a day, their game. So
they've got to be coming back like.
They've got to come back like Wednesday. Thursday. Aye, they've got to, because I know it's 7.5 hours or 8 hours, but it's still flight and.
That's fine if it's a winter break.
Yeah.
No way any winter break, come on.
Mm-hmm. Would you have went over if you got asked?
Absolutely, sir.
I think that's a good point, because see, we're in this terrible times on this side.
That's
if there was an opportunity for anybody to get away from this kind of crazy world that we're in now, I think most people would take that opportunity, and Celtic have done.
But the thing with them having a beer on a Sunday, people making a lot about that. Do you see that? There's a picture of Lenny and Scott Brown, a few boys having a beer on a Sunday.
I don't mind that. The game's not 8 days later.
Exactly.
What is, are they not allowed to relax and let a bit of steam off it? Yeah. Any footballer, not just the Celtic players.
Exactly.
Just life in general.
Like, I agree.
You come home for your walk, I would sit down and have a wee can of cider or something at night time with my tea. It's not an issue.
These guys train hard.
All over Christmas of the year as well.
They've not had Christmas day off. Their kids getting up, they'll be away in training. Why are they not allowed to have a beer?
Yeah, I agree. You back on your drink, boozing with Susan?
That's me back. A new Paul Slain, he's back on the booze.
What are you drinking? Blue WKDs?
Wickeds. Me and Jimmy Murphy, boy.
You and Jimmy Murphy? I meant to say, have you got a New Year's resolution?
See, I tell you right now, see, New Year's resolutions are a lot of shite, because why do you need to do them every single next New Year? Do you know what I mean? So obviously the ones for last year haven't worked. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I ain't going to get dragged into that.
So what about the driving? I'm going to be
a driver. Still no sad theory, but you know what I mean? Remember that?
You don't get a driving license?
No, I can't drive.
Remember, I used to cycle to training ball track knockers, didn't remember? But that was, I think I told this story, but that bike I got was it a 12-year-old's bike. I didn't realise, I got it for Halfords, I spent about 150 quid, so I've cycled to him for Halfords to the house, and the bike was tiny, but I didn't realise, and it was a 12-year-old's bike. So it was for a kid, and I used to cycle to Palace Arts where we trained.
Aye.
I used to cycle there all the time. And I've told a story, but genuinely, like, not near where the lie, Bob tried to smack his right.
Did you know that he was cycling the train?
No, but you're not far away, you know.
Stay in the train. So it's half an hour. It was after training, it was always an end. It was pure rainy, and I'm cycling by, boys are cycling by, throwing stuff and getting abuse for that. But I said, you need to move on.
Did Bob hit you? Did he hit you?
He scuffed it. Genuinely.
With a van? Was it with the ice cream van?
No, it was his fucking big. It was with his Range Rover, man. And he's like, do you want a lift, wee man? I'm like, aye, please, I can't stick the bike. He was like, get the fucking credit. But as I always say to you, it was always hard for me, you and Bob, because we'd played Champions League with Celtic Rangers. And for us to mingle with the Clyde, boys, always.
Did you find it frustrating as Eddard playing well?
We used to always come in. I always remember after it, and the Clyde boys were like, oh, I remember I played Annan 2 years ago, and it was a hard game. You're sitting there like, I remember I played Old Firm, you're a scud book, so relax. And us three were very humble with the boys. It was very hard. I remember after the games, the 3 years, me, you, and Bob, we used to say to the boys, give us feedback, right? He gave us feedback on the game. The three sat there, I said, well, give us feedback. They all gave us feedback. After the game, Simon, the players went out and we just all burst out laughing. Like, what the fuck are they? They ain't got a clue. I'll just tell you right now. Now, Ford, get your skinny ass up here, boy. Oh, fat ass, actually. I'm waiting for him. But nah, that's a slide.
Fair, get any resolutions?
Nah, I don't make any.
Kev, New Year resolution?
Ach, nah, sorry, I gave them up. I used to say I was going to die, but we finished by fucking 9 o'clock. So, nah, not interested. Nothing.
All right, mate. Right, Stephen Robinson.
I know you do. You've been very.
Have I got any?
He has.
I need to stop. I'm going to try and stop working so hard, mate.
Have a bit of you time.
A bit of me time with the kids.
You need that.
He just needs to stop.
Neglect him.
I worry about my mother.
Honestly,
but have you met him?
Sometimes you're coming in on the radio. You look knackered.
I know. I'm tired.
See Friday because you've got a game the next day. I'm looking at you like you're
shattered, mate.
You need to be careful with that. Sometimes I see in his face. Your face is like sometimes right in. I mean, you've just not been eating. You know, and I think your sleep's went a wee bit. I know.
I have done that to Paul Slim basically.
How do you not sleep? I struggle to sleep sometimes.
Do you fuck? I don't know. Will there FaceTime in the face?
No, I think it's because I'm thinking. See, see for training, the game.
Next day.
Start thinking, I get into my bed and I think, oh, I might go with that formation.
How come you don't think about it all day and then you get to bed at night and that's all you can
nuts.
Think about?
It's nuts. I don't know.
So it's most of your, the coaching that you think about?
Aye, well, no, normally I don't sleep towards the end of the week.
Right.
Leading up to a game. Because I've got a game tomorrow night, last night I was thinking about, I might make a couple of changes here.
Just a wee touch of anxiety, that's all that is.
It just starts playing in my mind.
Ah, you're just thinking about
it. Do you know the best thing I do? I got up and I'll go and write something down. So I'll write the team and then I'll go into my bed and bang.
Because it's on paper, that's it.
Gets me done. Made my decision.
Brilliant, innit? That's a good idea. I got sent off Saturday, mate. Couldn't you sleep all night hanging with it?
Never again.
No way. See, you slept much since New Year.
You're blaming yourself for the field.
But mate, we were under the caution bit and I went and done that and boys ended up back to the wards for 80 odd minutes. Killed him, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Can't you let that affect you, God's sake?
The boy don't get
sick. I don't see, because the fact you're a coach and you're always shouting at them and I'm always the first to criticise somebody else and I go and kill them. It's
look at Roy Keane. Biggest winner on the pitch, but he gets sent off at times. So.
I blame myself when me get beat. What is the manager?
And then when you win, it's the players that So what, you'll sit at night and just think about it's your own fault?
Aye, maybe I didn't do that right. What did I do? Tuesday, Thursday? In the training?
But surely, maybe you've been a player.
I should have worked on that.
Surely, you've been a player, like when you're on the. We've all been a player on the park. You're the only one that's in control of your decisions. Mm. So, how can you, as a manager, then take the blame for somebody on the park?
If I don't give them the right information, because I'm no big into video work, because I've not got a lot of time, and I'm not going to bore. I've done it at Clyde, and I don't think it worked.
Was it
both? So, I've changed. I've changed the way. I say to them, trust me when I put information up the board. This is the way the team play, this is a danger man, blah, blah, blah. And then if it doesn't go according to plan in the game, blame me.
That's fair enough.
Take the heat off the boys, but I'll tell them privately. You know what I mean?
You could have done this better, that better. What do you worry about bad performances? Did you used to worry about bad performances? Like that later on that night?
Aye. How bad's that? It eats away at you, doesn't it? You can't think of anything else. Things you used to love.
I'm going to talk to him to see if I get beat on Saturday. See Saturday night. Sunday.
Well, even the missing kids?
I would just ignore that. I'd be like,
I thought you'd
narky at them.
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd been different, because I always thought, see the very best at what they do. I always thought that they didn't
just leave it.
It's done and then they're ready for the next one.
I was just desperate to get in Monday and work hard again. Hate it getting beat.
Do you think a spitball's the only job that it gets you like that?
Aye. 100%.
I think so, Si, because you're kind of semi in control of it. Like you're the one with the tools to try and make things better. Nobody else can really do it for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just I think it shows that people care playing football, because everybody presumes that they Celtic not beaten, for example, away home that Saturday.
That's
probably fucking head up his arse, right? He's been abused by Celtic supporters and other people for getting sent off. Do they honestly think that he's went game on Saturday and fucking thought, listen, I lost us the fucking game today and us lost the title, that's all my fault, I'm going to go to night here and celebrate it. He's probably in the house fucking deep as anything, thinking, oh God, I can't show my face, you know?
Is the money hanging out?
Aye.
Money's just in football. Just because they get that wage doesn't mean they don't care. We were saying it earlier, weren't it? Like, these guys, of course they care.
They think that just after the game they'll go back and start ordering things on the internet and buying stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. All the guys I played with, I can speak for myself.
I
took it to heart Saturday night, Sunday.
Yeah.
I was just desperate to get back into training and get going again.
You can't enjoy. I don't think you can really enjoy a life as a big. You couldn't enjoy it, really, could you?
No, you couldn't. You could.
You're obsessed with winning in the.
You couldn't get after a Celtic. Yeah, I knew after one Celtic then and get lifted with the Polis. So I learnt my lesson there.
Yeah.
But you can't go and enjoy it. You can go back and sit and have a glass of wine or a few beers and think, right, that was a good win today, but your mates and that are out and about.
And the holidays says you never left the house the whole time you played with Rangers.
Can I?
You can't escape it though,
left
can
the house, what, you?
To go out,
no, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't let people stop me for doing that.
Nah.
No way. I'm going out for something to eat. I'm going out for a couple of beers, but I've got every right to.
Yeah.
Just because I play football, I shouldn't be doing it. Do it at the right times.
Yeah.
That's timing.
You can't escape it as a football player for everything you do. But even in training stuff, like you'll never get in our job. Like everybody's shouting at each other, moaning, screaming. Doesn't happen in our job, does it? I can't imagine getting out of a job and being tested or something slotting you, can you? No, but I don't know if that.
Probably not.
That's no nice. See when you're getting into, do you say Tesco there?
Aye.
I see if you're getting into like Morrison's or whatever.
Aye.
Or then, and you're getting somebody shouting at you.
You got to Marks and Spencer's other week, didn't
you? I get it all the time, and I'm thinking to myself, and I react at times where I shouldn't.
I know, but you're,
sometimes I just think,
who are they to talk to this, anybody?
Just getting your opinion, innit?
Aye, I don't mind somebody come up and saying, hey, by the way, you weren't great on Saturday, you were poor. Aye, right, no problem, mate. But you don't need to shout it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Could you chat even that, mate? Like, see these people come up and go like that. So you've done that, bear, mate. You can't keep your ball up.
I know.
That annoys me. Like, it's only having.
It's only football that other people have got.
But see, I don't get that with football. Like people say like he's shite. Do this, do that, mate. You can't play for your amateur team on Sunday. Like, I'm not saying stop trying to slaughter boys. Have your opinion, that's fine. If they're like, but don't be nasty about it.
That's like when Kevin Phillips said to me years ago. When you're getting stick off the first team, says go and watch the Sunday league teams on a Sunday. Just go down and watch a council game down at the park. And them's a sort of fucking telling you can't play football. And I thought, he's fucking right. They couldn't kick their own arse.
They're
telling us we couldn't play football. And I thought,
I'm not in Buchanan Street or something. Somebody shouting. It's the religious bit that used to be in my head.
You know, would you get that quite a bit?
All the time. All the time, aye.
Would you react, eh?
No. When I was younger, I would, but then I just got to a stage where, what's the point?
Yeah.
Sad guys, man.
Mm-hmm. But you never see like a darts player, somebody tweeting a darts player, telling that he's not throwing the dart properly. Do you know what I mean? It's only football that people think they've got this.
I like somebody having
an entitled opinion.
But don't get us wrong, 99% of Celtic or Rangers fans or any football being fans good. Are all good. The banter's good. You don't mind that.
I didn't mind the banter.
Having a laugh and a joke, no. But seeing it starts getting to that crap. That's my head then.
Brilliant. Right, Stephen Robinson. Are you surprised? I have struggled this year, but I'm surprised because...
Did you see his interview?
But he set the standards so high at Motherwell,
didn't he? I just looked if he'd gave up, didn't he? He couldn't.
Why do you think he's gave up? Just because he's a wee bad run?
But he's been like all
season. When he first came into the job, Motherwell were in a bad state, weren't they?
Aye.
It's him that's kind of built the expectation up. I think he deserved longer.
But did he walk?
He walked.
Gave himself longer.
I actually feel, even in earlier interviews... I remember you talked about the start of the season, like we were saying it.
Aye.
That he almost was that sort of, when he was talking, was if the players weren't there working for him or something. Mm. He felt a wee bit
in his early interviews. Remember they went something like 6 or 7 games of a win at the beginning of the season and were rooted to the bottom of the table, and his interviews were a wee bit sketchy then. I thought he looks like a man under pressure here, but was he under pressure for himself rather than from the board? Because I would imagine the Motherwell board would have... Well, they did give him time to turn things
around. He was under pressure with the board.
But was he putting himself under too much pressure? Right. Because people started talking about him, saying, right, Stevie Robbins the next Northern Ireland manager, or he might be getting a move down south. Did he set his expectations too high and he wasn't a cheat? I don't know. It's a strange one.
I wonder
one.
If his standards are that high and he doesn't think the players are hitting his sort of standards. So maybe that's why he's sort of leave, what do you think?
Aye, and by his interview went, he's signed the players.
Aye.
He feels that, to me, it felt that he was getting let down with them.
Yeah.
That's what he felt. And he couldn't get any more at them.
Any more at them, so he just thought,
he's probably felt he couldn't get any more now.
Keith Lasley get the job?
No.
Do you think he might be left because of the threat of you lifting the pitch?
I did see sign, I kind of wish I never said it. Now, that club's not been the same since I left.
Said that, huh?
I said that in the past, and it wasn't he trying to have a wee go at Motherwell, listen. I love the club, they're a brilliant club, right? They're a fantastic club, but they haven't been the same. Everybody knows that, everybody tells me that.
What, just know the same feel about the place?
When I was there, they believed they could do anything, and I went down, they believe now they might go down the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame. The only way to do it is bring them back in.
Well, favourite is Curlito, Craigan. Favourite for the manager.
Is he?
Don't know, I'm just saying that to get a reaction.
That would be.
Is he?
No, I don't think so.
It would be brilliant to see him because the Motherwell, but you'd be great to watch Motherwell on a Saturday if he was a manager, because the curly balls of death would be having oil the pitch, and I would love to see that. There'd be own goals getting kicked in every game. The man was a king on goals, but I like Craig.
Everyone with Lotto boots on, innit?
Lotto boots. Just
dry hair.
Looking terrible. Just jail the friend, you flick it right down.
you know, Laz, Fergie, didn't you?
I played against him.
Could
a few
you see
times.
Glass being a good manager?
Aye.
What's he got?
Well, he's got good experience because he's been there all the time. I think it might be a bit too early for him. I think they might bring in somebody experienced, but I think they'll keep him at the club. I think in time he will be the middle manager.
What about Morris Ross? He's in there as well, is he not?
Mo does the reserves.
No, he's in the first. He's first team.
Well, so about Morris and big Keith Lassie, the two of them. No,
Morris Ross heard big things of it. Was a coach.
But Big Terry's favourite to get the job.
Who? Terry Butcher?
No, Venables. Anyone else who can see being linked? So it's a big job, Mother.
Tommy Wright.
Good shout.
I think Tommy Wright will get
good
it.
Shout. Very good.
But see, football fans, do they want that style of football now?
He knows how to get results.
Results, yeah, and they need that right now, don't they?
They're in a relegation fight in this size.
They've got
and
good
they need to just get
good players.
That's what I'm saying. They've got Tommy Wright types of players, though. Because they've got a lot of nice football players, didn't they? But have they got guys who play the way Tommy Wright wants them to play? I suppose they do with Declan Gallagher. And
but if you watch our game on Saturday, like defensively, they were fucking all over the shop.
That's mental, isn't it? Two Scotland.
And yet, we've got Declan Gallagher, who's been amazing for Scotland. Stephen O'Donnell's been good as well. And they're playing, but the boy, is it McGabby?
Yeah.
Try to chop his right leg off.
I think he's a victim of his own success, do you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
third cup finals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, they've got and he's built a good squad. They're just not producing.
I wonder who'll
take
it.
No, mate, I'm not interested.
Imagine you used to go at it.
No.
Well, that would be a good decision if you did get used to, because I would leave the pitch down then. I would leave it.
Would you leave the pitch?
I'd leave it for you to enjoy it. Maybe have a few wee threats to wind you up.
They'll go for experience.
You think?
Aye, definitely, they'll go for experience.
And then Bonner, they're level on points with Ross County, Kev, and the 3-0 defeat to Hamlin.
Of course they'll say, because they don't look like points up. Like, we're talking there earlier about Rangers, they've got to go to Motherwell away. I don't think that's a worry. I think obviously the first two Rangers away games are, but the Motherwell one I kind of see. But then, do Rangers then go there when they've got a new manager and they get a reaction? You don't know, but they've got to be, because Hamilton are doing what Hamilton do best. They're grinding out results. They know how to stay in the league. Yogi's got a jolt at Ross County, so they're picking up points. I think he's won, 4 points at the last two games, so they've got to be, and Motherwell's going the other way. So that for me right now, they are in it the now. But
I'm having him all day long.
Yogi's brilliant, isn't he?
I just like him. Just good. And
Fergie, you know, he got him the job. The chairman watched his interview on Up and Going.
Is that true, aye?
The guy just good and express yourself, good and play well.
Brilliant.
You lose the ball, get back in your shape. Simple.
It looks like a manager you'd love to play under.
I would want to play for.
Aye.
He looks like a manager that I'd be desperate to go out and play for.
Aye, I would agree with that.
Slaney, who would you like to see take your old club in? You got anyone in mind?
I want Shaggy Friel to get it.
Stevie Friel?
I want him to leave Mickey Mellor. I'd love Stevie Friel to get it.
He played at Motherwell, didn't he, Stevie?
I think he did.
I think he did. That's Motherwell, I'm sure.
Yep.
I don't know.
He did, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure I clipped him as a sticker.
Do you want him to leave Mickey Mellon?
I love the two of them, but Mickey's no good for him.
Mickey's a great guy.
Are they two excellent, by the way?
See if Motherwell did go down, would you just completely disassociate? Would you like pretend you'd never played for them?
Straight on Wikipedia. Take it off. Can't keep the pitch, nothing to be me.
See, if Yogi wasn't in a job, I think he'd have been a perfect fit for Motherwell with the players they've got. Allworths I think he would have suited them, eh?
It's mental. Yogi Hughes is a centre-half who's just a warrior, wasn't he? He'd have everything, tackle everything. But his teams play decent stuff.
Are they proper play? Did he try proper play, Yogi Hughes?
But there's no air aggressive about him. See when he speaks?
Yeah.
He speaks for here.
He's so passionate.
Like some Reno, he loves it, mate.
It's like he says, if you watch Yogi Hughes when he played for Celtic, he was just a big fucking no-nonsense centre-half. And yet when he talks about football, it's so, like, I don't know, he's just very clever with it. His knowledge is amazing. And like Fergie says, you'd want to play for him and you'd want to do your best for him.
Yeah, County won't go down.
I watched an interview not long ago, one of my mates sent it.
Best interview ever.
At Love Street.
Amazing.
After the game. That was brilliant.
He'll get on the motor and he'll both smoke up his arse.
By the way, he's 100% right. Everything. Yeah.
Is that the one he got the sack from? The interview, was that the one?
The week later, Angie got his
sack.
But did you see his interview leading up to it after that?
No.
The kit man was going to do the team talk. Loved that.
He's some man.
Bit of passion.
Hibs, 3-0 defeat at Livy, what's going wrong there? What is going wrong? You've tipped him for third, Jack Ross, best manager in the league.
He's not leaving the hype.
He's mental, isn't it? I thought he was a real deal, Jack Ross. Mm. Still think he's good, but where have these results came from?
Mm.
They were actually good v Rangers. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, they were good
against
Rangers.
The way they set up, I like the way they set up.
But he went four at the back, didn't he? On Saturday, I think Rangers, he played a
3-5-2 v Rangers.
Went back to four at the back, and Porteous and Hanlon looked like they had a bit of...
I think if you watch the highlights of the game, the goals that Hibernian scored, basically defensively, it's poor. A flick over, got to either let the boy run and play him offside or keep that.
Great finish,
great low ping, bottom corner. But the third goal, that's just a hoof up the park side between two centre halves. You want your centre half to go and head that, out muscle the striker. He's out muscled the two of them, slid tackled, managed to keep the ball running, toe poke it past the goalkeeper. They're avoidable. If you're being cut open with good football, you put your hands up and you say, right, fair enough. But see, when you're losing goals at that, you've got to then be saying to yourself, right, wait a minute here.
Again, another one that we're interested in looking good than actually getting results. You look at Livingston, mate, they don't care about looking good since Martindale's. Guffrey gets the ball and he belts it to the top to go through and score. They're the basics of the game, aren't
they? That's mental with that boy Martindale, though, innit? Like, he came in, what's that run he's on?
Seven out of seven. I find it weird.
Like, he was actually at the club. Usually you'd think you need a change for that.
Yeah.
A complete change.
But I think he was doing most of the things.
But that's what I'm saying, that's surprising, but new, innit?
If he's just new. Two of their goals was getting on second balls first, putting the ball over the top. People willing to run off the ball.
Staying the basics, right?
Basics, right? Mm-hmm. Fergie, exactly.
I like these guys, Martindale, John Hughes, and all that.
They just tell it like it is. Mickey Mellon's somewhere, isn't he?
Exact same as that. Uh-huh. He's been doing England for his 15-year-old, Mickey. You still get the same accent.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it?
I love that. I love listening to him. I know what you're thinking.
Right, can you get them in the top six? Davey boy.
Why no?
I think he could.
Why no? They again, see that group of players? They look to me if they're desperate to play for them.
Yeah. They've got good experience as
What's their opposition to the top six? You've got Aberdeen who'll finish third.
Hibs
are struggling a wee bit. So who?
What are you thinking? Dundee United, Livy?
Livy for me, like you say, Si, they keep to the basics of football. There's no nonsense. See defensively, fucking if it's there to be cleared, just clear it. They don't fuck about. They don't try and do stupid wee passes or anything. They just stick to what they know. And if they continue that way, that breeds confidence. They're getting results. It's not as if they're 0-0s every week or a 1-1. They're winning games.
But they're also getting some handy football players as well, Livingston.
They've got Holt in the midfield with Jason Holt. He's a good footballer.
Pittman's good, isn't he?
Sibbald,
good player.
Sibbald. The boy, is it Robinson?
He was a defensive midfielder at East Fife. Now he's playing up front in the SPL.
Absolutely.
Do they need a striker, Livy? I think in January they'll look to get somebody in.
Mm. What about the Jet? They've got the Jet.
Who's that?
J. Emmanuel Thomas.
Have they got him?
J. Emmanuel Thomas.
He's not really done well.
Is that him from Arsenal?
Right. Was it Arsenal? Good. Mate, see when I was doing South? He was brilliant.
A nice player, wasn't he?
In the Championship. Uh-huh. Right, last few bit, lads.
Can I do it? Sorry to say.
Of course you can.
How good is Charlie Adam, by the way? Isn't he?
Did you watch the game?
Oh my god, mate.
I never seen the game. Did you see the game?
Mm-hmm.
Mate, he should be playing.
His quality, left foot's.
Mate, he's unbelievable. Was he on Real Rangers?
Charlie's always been like that.
She was a young boy and he came in, we were like, this guy's a player.
You could see he could
pass the ball.
Why did a Premier League team no take him?
Did they think he wanted to go to Dundee though, didn't he?
I don't know.
What? No, but Dundee's his boyhood club.
Understandably, but surely I would imagine Charlie, aspirations that he would want to go in there and prove himself as still being more than capable.
He's probably looked at it that in the future he's probably going to live in Dundee and maybe get a coaching job there after he finishes. I don't know, but I agree.
Lovely left foot.
What result that is for Dundee, but
picked up
Hearts. It's not going to be as easy as people think for Hearts.
You could catch them.
I still think they should win the league, Hearts.
Yeah.
Go to win the league with the squad
they've
got.
Andy, where's Andy went?
Well, I think Hearts have got a lot of COVID things just now, so he just don't want to take a risk. His football career comes first, mate, innit?
Think so? Fuck that.
Right, only an excuse. You watch it, the last one?
Never.
Did you know? That's that section fucked in. Did you watch it?
That's magic. It's good. Listen, only excuse has been brilliant.
The old ones are amazing.
They're the best.
The old ones are brilliant, aren't they?
Seen the 90s.
Were you ever in it?
What was it for fun?
Did you get slaughtered? I was in it loads of times.
Aye. Did you mind?
No. If you're on it, you're doing something right.
Aye, I know.
See, have you heard the interviews? Look, Maca and
Souness and what?
Kenny Dalglish. at the start, you're like, bastard, he's doing me. But see, to be honest with you, it's good to be in it,
see, when you're first on it, Fer, you sit with your family in that.
Aye,
and you didn't know you were going to be on it.
I was a Ned in it.
Ned, I remember it. I just love Frank.
Thanks.
Do you know what? Frank's on there saying, oh, it's brilliant. See, Venom, he's like, shite.
I know, he cracks up with you, doesn't he?
No.
The one in the petrol station.
Oh, that's the best. Brilliant.
Man. Pump 2 in the yeah.
I'm working on it.
I'm working on it. I love the Brendan Rodgers on his own.
Shoot.
Get the fuck.
Super.
Oh, brilliant, wasn't it? Do you think we could take over it now? For the new year coming, that could us be the Hugman Ace show.
Go and give us an impression of a football manager or player.
See, I can't
do impressions, eh?
It's not my game, that, but. I'm an actor.
Right, well, act like. Why don't you act like Lenny?
No, sorry, I can't deal with that. But I think it's been unbelievable. It's kept us up through the years, but I do think Oak and Go boys are ready to
take over.
Be the new.
It wasn't getting great. See, the last few years.
It's going outside the football, isn't it?
But we need
going outside the football.
We need to be on the TV always. Imagine that, a live show. Imagine us bringing the Bills in live.
Amazing.
Wow.
Did you ever meet him?
I've never met him.
No.
In fact, no.
Have you seen him, remember?
In the West End, Alan Seasmith.
Does
he love about here?
I think he loves about the West End. These guys are unreal, by the way. You can't mess with these guys.
No. They're too sharp for us. Kev, have you never watched that? Where did you watch the open goal? Did you watch it? What?
What the?
Ring the bells in the open goal.
Mate, I was steaming. I was enjoying myself.
How many jet?
How many times we watched TV?
Right, just before we go, did you watch Skit Your Brother and Frank?
Aye.
Brilliant, mate. Have you spoke to him since?
I just laughing all the way through it, mate. I was back because I knew that would fucking crack him up.
Does he hate that? We got it spot on, innit?
Oh, mate, we actually thought at the time of that, is he saying Barry far too much? When it was actually getting awkward at one point.
Is he a real actor, that boy?
He's dabbled.
He's dabbled.
Dabbled. He's not really, but he should get in it, shouldn't he?
Was that Brett?
Brett, huh?
It was good.
It was good.
What about the size of the suit?
It was gone. That was a bit of hit me gone, mate.
What about when he says he was just a wee guy for Glasgow? He's still Hamlin.
I know.
What a guy.
It was brilliant, man. I was buzzing.
Two heroes.
See the amount of text messages I got after people watch. I know a lot of people watch us, but they're saying that was fucking brilliant.
Amazing.
It was brilliant.
Two good sports, don't I? Other, you'd have cracked. Imagine you doing that.
I'd have lost the plot.
That's us, lads. Fergie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Barry.
No problem. Not sub appearance. What?
Who's the best Rangers player you played with?
Oof.
Arthur Newman.
Was he?
Aye. What, he's the best.
Best set player you played against? Larson. Lennon was up against you, weren't he?
Larson, obviously, because he was some player. Maravchek.
Oh.
Shout.
Wow.
I remember, see the first game I played against him? I think we got a corner against us after 2 minutes. So he knew it at the right side. He whipped it in with his left foot. And I think it was Big Oz, Craig Moore. He had to do it for another corner on the opposite side. He went across and whipped it in with his opposite foot.
Wow.
What about favourite Rangers player as in person?
It'd be the same. But
anyone as well,
huh? He had everything. He had everything. No, in terms of, like, the best ability.
Yeah.
But, What a defender, a machine, absolute machine, looked after himself, proper leader. I wouldn't go with like ability wise, I mean, you had guys like Van Bronckhorst and De Boers and all that, who ability was brilliant, but I'd look at overall, he had everything.
Who was the
and Cloud Arena was close behind
you
him.
You said that, Kev, didn't you? What was that, Sunderland?
We signed him for Wolfsburg, right? American guy coming in, you're thinking, right, he's going to be decent enough. This guy,
he can keep the ball. How good was he keeping
it? He could play anywhere.
I mean, he played the ball away,
right back for us, played wide rights, holding midfielder, forward thinking midfielder.
Because he's like looking in, you would never say like
no,
you're in a player. It's only because you play with him, obviously.
That's his boys at Dortmund.
His boys at Dortmund.
Born in Sunderland.
Was he born in Sunderland?
Born in Sunderland, aye.
Wow.
But he had everything as well.
Who was the most? Was there anybody before the game? Old Firm games up pure nervous. Can you remember him? It was like fucking hell, I can't fucking deal with him going out. Here he's that nervous. Remember him? No.
Did you play with Loudrop?
Aye, I was only young coming through.
He like as a Celtic fan growing up, he was scare me. He was too good.
Nervous. Big laugh at it. He said he used to get quite nervous.
Everybody get nervous. You talking about somebody who was
like me?
That you would need to put your arm in and say,
Fernando's first game, Fernando Nixon maybe.
Was he aye?
No, because remember he got brought off.
Yeah, wasn't it?
He got brought off after 25 minutes. Wow. But that was the making of Fernando.
Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of people could have crumbled, but fair to Fernando, he went away and worked harder and come back.
Mm.
But I was always nervous. I was always on edge before the games. If I never felt on edge before any game, I would struggle.
See, Celtic Rangers game, when would you start to get nervous as soon as you woke up?
Monday. The game is on Saturday. Monday, the build up. If you never had a midweek game, it would start then. The sleep would be all right Monday, less Tuesday, less Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when they sleep, tossing and turning up early, looking at myself in the mirror, getting myself psyched up. And
how do you play
things.
A game that big when you've not had a sleep all week?
I've slept, but no Monday, slept like 9 hours, maybe. Can do each.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. See, sorry, this is just the last wee bit. See, Walter Smith would come in and change at half time or whatever before games and spoken or that. Would you then speak after him? Would you talk to the boys now?
Once the manager came in and done his thing? Aye.
Would you?
Not just me, but there'd be a number of boys that would get in.
Sorry, I'm going to ask a quick question. See, when you were saying there, like, obviously you were, no nervous, but you were a wee bit for the
game.
When you go into the game, was there something you always tried to do to sell your first pass, first tackle?
I always say to myself, I've got 10 minutes to impose myself in the game, whether that's a pass, tackle, header. I had to do something in the game.
I always a trigger that you knew you didn't, you went, right, that's me.
I mean, I'm not talking about a 50-50 tackle, see, just can pass and just hitting somebody, elbowing somebody.
Just to know where you are.
You get a reaction, especially at home, the fans would get a reaction off that.
Brilliant.
So I always believed you'd 10 minutes at Ibrox because the fans then would demand something happened. So you'd 10 minutes and you used to say to the players, look, we've got 10 minutes, we need to start the game here. If we don't start well, leave a marker.
Yeah.
Go and miss time a tackle in the right area.
Get the crowd up.
Get the crowd fired up, and then they get fired up, that starts pumping through you. But I used to get fired up for them seeing out in the warm-up. Used to get right up close to them. And they would all be roaring at you, especially an old family.
What, the Rangers fans?
Aye, they would been early. No, you would go out 40 minutes before the kick-off. But I would run up, and especially old firm games, they would been early. They would all be roaring at you, and I used to get that, feed that inside me.
Yeah.
It would give me super the... Up. It would get me going.
Bergie, what a man. Thanks very much, mate. Well done, lads.
We're going to find me Ford.
Let's go
get Ford.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.